Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, back to Stynie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Dibs, you mentioned something last segment that I was meaning to jump on. You think we'll see the Hyperloop in our lifetime?
Wow, in our lifetime. I'm hoping to live to be 100. That was one of my five life goals, Goo. About 25 years ago, I wrote five life goals out for myself, and you know, I'm still here. I'm still here. So that would be another 47 and a half years. So Hyperloop by the year 2068, I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say by 2050 that thing gets done. So I'm going to go ahead and say yeah. Time capsule take. Go ahead and put this one in the 30-year capsule. Wow. Up in 30 years, you can get to L.A. in, what is it, like an hour and a half on the train?
Well, now, I've done some research during the break, and I guess the Hyperloop has gone as fast as 288 miles an hour, but apparently it'll be able to go faster, like 700 maybe miles an hour. So that would put a trip to L.A. in between a half hour
minutes.
And an hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm okay. I'll pass.
You'll pass?
Goo,
I'll ride
think
the
about
caddy.
It.
Yeah. Goo, no Jetsons
think about
for me,
it.
Steiny. Yeah.
Goo, think about it, though. You wake up for work, and it's well, not you because you'll be working here. But you could wake up for work. You could live in the Bay Area and work in L.A. And it would take you 40 minutes
life.
To get. It would
I
take
don't
you
want that life, Steiny.
It's shorter from the
drive,
Bay to L.A.
Though?
Than the Bay to Antioch.
Yeah, but what about the fruits of life that when you went to L.A. from NorCal, it was an 8-hour trip. The family got into Winnebago. You got your waters and you bonded. Are we just going to throw that out the window? Just everything's going to be like a text message. I don't want that, man.
Yeah, bonded. When was the last time you had family board game night, Goo? Steiny?
You're going to laugh. Well. We do Monopoly. Like, I mean, my daughter and wife are almost boxing. Not to that. Not, they're arguing. We do Monopoly in the Johnson household during the pandemic, but we have it. I don't play. I just watch.
You put 500 on free parking?
Nah, I don't, Steiny.
Good.
I just watch them play.
Good.
Yeah, I do. It's a house rule. House rules can be adopted. Go ahead, Kyle.
There's a new Monopoly, too.
One time someone asked Rajay Davis what his favorite board game was, and his response was, I don't get bored. Which I thought was
He, of course, hit a monster home run for the Cubs.
No, Indians in the World Series.
Indians,
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right against the Cubs.
And then they had the rain delay. Tan in Grizzly Peak. What's up, Tan? Wants to talk about statues in front of the Chase Center. Hey, Tan.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. So I'm going to touch on the statues. But before I touch on the statues, I was going to say that, you know, Draymond didn't hold himself accountable for that game that he threw away against the Spurs. But I'll tell you something. I love him for standing up for his fellow NBA players and letting the whole league know, putting the league on notice that, hey, we as players are not going to be demure. We are not going to be supplicants to what's going on. And we have a voice as well. As much as this is a business, they are humans as well. There are emotions that come into play. So God bless them for always speaking up for other players and for himself. I will always tip my hat to him for that. Now,
thank you.
We're talking about the statues. Mm-hmm. Of course, Curry's going to be there ASAP. Why is it not already there? Why isn't there already a bronze silhouette in front of Chase Center? And what it's going to be is going to be the mouthpiece hanging to the left or to the right with his follow-through wrist motion, leaning back for a three-pointer. And then shortly after, there will be a Mount Everest of all the Warriors players, Curry, Clay, and Draymond. And you never know. You know, some might not like it, but I'll put KD up there too. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
A lot
appreciate
of takes, Tan. Thank you. It's Mount Rushmore. It's not Mount Everest. But the idea of putting a statue up while a guy's still playing, that might be unprecedented territory. I don't even think that Steph would be comfortable at that. And, Goo, to his point about Draymond Green, what he said, that something about mailing in a game or whatever. If you look at the last 10 games, the Warriors are 5-5. Two of those games, the Warriors got blown out. Phoenix blew them out, and Brooklyn blew them out.
Yeah.
Here's Draymond's plus-minus in those other games, eight other games in which the Warriors are 5-3. Draymond is plus 23, plus 7, plus 19, plus 7, plus 3, plus 15, plus 13, and plus 20. So even though three of those games are losses, you look at those plus-minuses, and when he's been on the floor, and obviously Steph too, because they play together almost exclusively, they've been incredible.
Yeah, they really have. And this is – Draymond talked about it before, Dibs. And, in fact, let's take a listen to Draymond. He was talking about if Steph and Draymond's chemistry, if it ever surprises Draymond. Take a listen.
Over the course of the years, I've built up a crazy – chemistry amongst us. You know, it's, I kind of know where he's at, and at all times on the floor, he knows when I has the ball, when I have the ball, you know, to just continue cutting and moving around, and I'll find him. You know, and most importantly, other guys are starting to get on that same page, you know, figuring out kind of where to go on the floor and the space. And so that's been great.
Can anybody else think of a tandem where one guy helped the other guy to this kind of degree? So let's just say hypothetically you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Does either one of those guys really help the other like Draymond helps Steph Curry? Because I don't think they do. I think their greatness helps just because they're great, but I don't necessarily think Anthony Davis makes LeBron better by basically, you know, getting him going night in and night out. I'm trying to think of anybody who might be the same as Draymond.
And that's not even an insult, Stani. I don't even take that as an insult, you know, because you're talking about two great players, but I'm going to go back to the 80s. Tell me if you buy or reject it. Bill Laimbeer. And Bill Laimbeer to what he meant to Isaiah Thomas and Dumars in regard to that screen setting when he wasn't scoring. Stani, I think that was a big deal. I know the game isn't played that way now, but other than that, I can't think of somebody that did something. I think of Bogut and his screens he used to set for Steph and Clay. But I go that far back to try to come up with a comp on somebody contributing to somebody else's success in regard to maybe giving them room to shoot. It's crazy.
I'd love to know a stat, Dibs, and maybe this is a hint toward our production team. How many of Draymond's assists do you think, what percentage go to Curry? And then what percentage of Curry's, how many of Curry's shots are set up by Draymond as opposed to other teammates?
Right, and even when they're not directly assisted from Draymond, how many of those are created by Draymond nonetheless? Whether it's Draymond reading the play correctly, penetrating, drawing a double, and it's two passes to Steph, or if it's just, you know, a direct assist, like you're saying, and Saint was talking about the DHOs. Hey, guys, the DHOs. I'll give myself two out of that. It's early in the week.
I'll give you three.
Not bad.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it. It's the dribble handoffs. And you totally. Goo, stick to the home run calls, and everything will be fine. But there it is. Baseball right around the corner. It's also the back doors. And once the back door is open, it doesn't matter who it is or who you're playing. Kelly Oubre actually really good at the back cut where he catches it between the foul line and the rim, and it's going to be Dunk City. So once the back door swings open, all three-point shooting is going to be easier as a result.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right on that. I think that Draymond is – man, he and Steph are in as much concert, let's say, as they've been maybe at any time in their career. Adam in Walnut Creek, he's got a nickname for Draymond. This is always Chancy. This is always very Chancy. Not Chauncey.
Morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, hey, Adam.
I got a nickname for Draymond. I would like everyone to start calling him the Maestro.
Okay, like the guy in Seinfeld, basically. Remember the Maestro in Seinfeld?
Like the guy running the symphony.
Yeah, he did run the symphony in Seinfeld too. But and what's the he like a conductor? What's the and holding the baton, right? Yeah. Okay. Dibs. The Maestro, in or out on Draymond Green's new nickname?
Well, the definition is a distinguished musician, especially a conductor of classical music. To me, he's closer to being the front man of a heavy metal or a speed metal band than he is a conductor, because to me, the conductor has a certain amount of elegance and quiet class that Draymond doesn't necessarily exude, nor do you want him to. So to me, Draymond Green is closer to the late Angus Young of AC/DC out there just wailing away for 2.5 hours making things happen.
And I could see Draymond utilizing that baton in the wrong way, basically, Dibs, just in the wrong way. It's not a...
Please explain.
Well, I could see him, hitting the trombone player
away.
With it. You know what I'm saying? Just taking shots at the trombone player and the percussion section with the baton when he doesn't like how they're playing. You know what I'm saying?
So Wiseman's on the tuba, and he's
exactly.
A little bit late coming in. And so the next thing you know, he's – okay.
That's exactly right, Goo. Exactly.
Yeah. First ever
I'm just wondering where this
– during the first act.
I love it. Where this Maestro is at against a good team, Steiny and Dibs. Because I need to know and compartmentalize when the Warriors lose like they did Saturday, are we still seeing this synergy between Draymond and Steph? That's what I'm asking, Steiny and Dibs. Not saying it can't be on display. I'm just asking you, is it every game? Like, if it's so good and they are in rhythm, the rapport out of this world, but at the end of the day, you still are 500 and you got a losing record against good teams. Was it on display Saturday? Because if you're a Maestro when you win against the good teams, what is the Maestro – what do you call the Maestro when you lose like you did Saturday night is where I'm going.
You got rocked. You got rocked by a team that's better than you. It's like trying to take a high school band to Carnegie Hall. Yeah,
Cleveland
you're nice.
Beat the same Brooklyn team twice, Dibs, this season. They can be
well,
beat.
Are you gonna, I mean, Goo, what are you saying? Like what? Like
nobody. It's not okay to get blown out by Brooklyn by halftime. Something. I mean, it's not just okay. They have the name recognition, but other teams have beat the Brooklyn Nets, and the Warriors were done by halftime. And I'm disappointed in that, you know. And I understand the Maestro, the rapport, everything we're saying. But do we blame them? Because Steph didn't have his greatest night on Saturday against Brooklyn, a team, again, that is not, you know, a finished product. They can lose. They can lose like they've done twice to teams as low as the Cavs. And I'm just wondering why the Warriors couldn't get on a national stage. They couldn't be ready and ambush them. And Durant didn't have the greatest game. But maybe this is what you get when you're 500, and I need to slow my roll and check myself at the door. Because 44, it's getting late in the game.
Well, 44 was a preposterous number in the first place.
Well, they're
dude.
On pace, Steiny, to get 39. So I'm hoping that a little infusion of Wiseman and Looney and some other guy outside of Dre and Steph get hot. 5 more games, it can be had.
It can be had, but it's going to be tough. I mean, it's just going to be tough. Let's go to Antonio. Antonio's in Oakland. Wants to jump in here. What's up, A?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, I actually agree with Draymond Green. Like, he's been making me sick when it comes to his butt kissing of LeBron, but I actually agree with him. You know, they need to take away that they need to, you know, take care of the players, have their back more. But as far as him and Curry, man, like, yeah, he's setting up Curry, Steiny. Like, I agree with you, man. Like, they look like Steve Young and Jerry Rice. You know, he just give them the ball wherever he needs to get to. And you know, if I agree with you, Steiny, you know it's automatically right.
You know it, baby. So, you know it. You know it.
I'm just saying. So, yeah. Steve Young and Jerry Rice of basketball right now.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, they know yeah. what – Goo, you know, the Warriors have beaten the Clippers. They beat the Lakers this year.
Yeah.
So they haven't gotten beat by every good team. They beat Portland once this year. Portland, I think, is 16-10 now. By the way, and I don't want to get into this, Goo, but
– You do because you brought it up. Go ahead.
Of course, of course. I mean, you know what? Steph Curry's behind Damian Lillard in the MVP race. I mean, it's not even close. How about that?
Nah, he didn't put the rat on the table.
Yeah, I didn't put it because it's not a – you can put it on. I mean, what's their record now, Portland? 16-10? 17-10?
Yeah, and they're without some heavy artillery.
Thank you. Yeah. Their Lillard supporting cast is worse than the Warriors supporting cast. Right now, anyway, because they've been playing without Nurkic and McCollum for weeks right now. But
what if I go ahead? Because I'm just
I just think you're too hard on the Warriors, Goo.
I'm not too hard. I just can't undersell how disappointed I was. And I know the game, Dibs, is not about individual accolades, but I was disappointed from Steph Curry and that stage where you had offensively. You know, four of the top 10 players in the game. And had he balled out just 35-40, just 35-40, that would have went a long way. So now when Steiny says Steph's behind whoever, and I ain't blaming Steph for the bad game, no Dibs, but I can't get past the stage that was there for him to do what he did last night. How far that would the residue on that would have created a narrative that I think he can't get back now. Not saying he can't get to those heights, but now when I hear the MVP talking, I was leading the whole brigade. Let's go, MVP! Now I'm kind of like, you didn't do it Saturday. That was action. You know,
it's no different than any other game. You're putting too much No, Guru, it's not. It's not. Did they lose 1.1 games and? The Nets won 1.1. No, it's one game. It doesn't matter. Your whole notion of, oh, the stage and this and that. They have 72 opportunities. You're not going to win all 72. You're not going to lose all 72. You come out and you play a team that's far better than you, and you don't play great, you're going to get rocked. And for the reaction to be, oh, it's a great stage, and the chef, and he blew a chance, and Draymond mailed it in. It's one game. It's what you do. Coming out of that matters. Now, if you lose 4 of 5, you got problems. And if you win 4 of 5, all of a sudden you're on to something. Doesn't matter who it's against until you get to the playoffs.
I mean, the other thing is the guy was 10 for 17 against the Nets.
It's not good enough, Steiny.
With 27 points. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't. They were down 15 at half. That was a TKO. And no, I didn't expect that. Even, you know, I thought the Warriors might, you know, get us to the fourth. And I'm not blaming Steph. I'm just like that Steph game that we've seen during this dynamic run, man, I wish we could have that didn't mimic that game. And his 27 performance was, if I can dare say, quiet because he didn't, you know, nobody else was getting it done either.
Let's go to Cletus. Cletus is in San Mateo. What's up, Cletus? How you doing, man?
What's going on, the trio? Hey, Dibs, I heard that little, yeah, underneath the breath. That was pretty classic. Yeah. But, hey, I got to as far as, you know, two players feeding each other and getting a stat. You said Draymond and Steph. How about Monte Ellis and Steph? Joke. Hey, Steiny, how'd you like?
I caught it, buddy.
The second team holding it down last night in the early third and fourth quarter. Man, I thought they were looking great.
Wanamaker made some shots. Wanamaker made some shots. I know that. Now, listen. If I'll tell you, the guy who's gotten the bump. When did we have Mulder on? You were on that Mulder interview, weren't you, Dibs? When we had Michael Mulder, and then of course he got the. Because I was worried it was Friday and you weren't here.
Stretch four.
We got the Mulder bump. The Mulder bump from the show. And that was on the heels of the Pascal bump, which was on the heels. No,
the
remember
Pascal bump? Where is he now?
Well, it wore off, Dibs. You got to come on every 3 weeks.
You got to come back.
So you're saying the Steiny Guru Dibs,
yes.
The bump only happens for like a couple of games.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
Got to check in, you know.
Pascal had two or three weeks where he's a double machine. He had points. Then there was, who's the other guy? I can't think of. The guy before.
Mulder?
Toscano Anderson.
Yeah.
He became a rotation fixture after he did the interview with us. Mulder yesterday with like 14.
Speak on his
Steiny. He is 4 for 6 from three.
So and who's most in need of that bump now? Is it Wanamaker? Do we need to get
Brad?
And Guru, you can address with him how you called him Wanamisser, which would be which would be,
I like Wanamaker. He could play.
Oh, now we like Wanamaker.
Why do you like him?
It was Wanamisser last week. Steiny. But now
he
we're
can
on
run
board.
Wow. He can run.
Yeah, he can run a team. And I seen last year in Boston, he would come in and he would, you know, he ain't going to get you 50. That's not his job. But right now, offensively, he's pressing. That's all. Last night he had a good game, so hopefully he can keep it up. But, yeah, let's get Brad on the show. Give us a love.
Yeah, see how Brad's feeling about Jeremy Lin breathing down his neck.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one right there.
Is he knocking on his door, so to speak?
He's knocking on his door. That's right.
That's good. Hello. Awesome. Yeah. Boy, sorry, Jeremy. I'm not ready for you to come on in just yet. Oh, boy. Guru said, he's not the kind of guy to get you 50. Do you know how many points he has on the year, Guru?
Give it to me. Let
Take
me guess.
A guess.
27.
Please. Points on the year?
Yep.
Steiny?
119.
Yeah, 123. Wow, okay. You just beat the buzzer. Great guess.
Yep, thank you.
Dialed
and
in.
I didn't go over.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn my mic off.
Why?
27? 20, whoa. Go ahead, Diz. It's 2 points, Goo. Yeah.
Yeah, he's made 39 buckets, shooting 34%, shooting 23% from behind the line, and 88% from the foul line, though. Hey, if he can, get in there about 1.5 times a game. So maybe he does need that Steiny Guru and Dibs bump.
Dibs, what about Saints saying since Dre is being basically the point guard that put Pascal in there to make up for the scoring that Dre's not doing? We haven't seen that lineup a lot, Pascal and Dre on the court together. I'm wondering if we do that moving forward, Steiny.
How's your boy going to play then? How does Wiseman get in there if they're playing Dre and Pascal together?
We'll handle that when Wiseman's ready to go. But
because we don't, Wiseman's got to start playing 40 minutes for you, Goo.
No,
because he's going to be the key to this.
They got LaMelo in two times in a week, man.
We'll see.
God,
actually,
I wanted him playing.
The Hornets are.
What's going on?
Well, there's some COVID stuff going on. The Hornets are affected. So there's a chance that the Warriors-Hornets game, which I think is what, Friday, Saturday?
Saturday? Yeah, Saturday.
The Warriors play. The Warriors.
They got Orlando
play
Friday and then Charlotte Saturday, back-to-back.
Orlando, okay, there it is, Goo, yeah. And tomorrow, of course, is the Miami Heat. And that's going to be a tough game because the Heat play the right way. All right, Curry's historic 10-game run has him back in the MVP race. But there's actually one person in the Bay Area who is hotter, is even hotter than Steph Curry. I'll tell you about it on the other side, and I see all your calls. We'll get to those on 95.7 The Game right around the corner.
Time now for the Exergen temperature check. It's 53 degrees and partly cloudy in Morgan Hill.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up in 10 minutes, Bob Fitzgerald. Bob Fitzgerald, the play-by-play man, NBC Sports Bay Area. He does the Warriors. He and Kalena Azubuike. So we'll have Bob on in about 10 minutes, which is at about noon. I threw out there, guys. He's talking about the way Draymond helps Steph Curry. And was there anybody else out there who helped a teammate? I got a couple here on the text line. Steve Nash helped Amari Stoudemire. That's a good one. And then Stockton and Malone, obviously. Stockton Boy, how many times did he feed Karl Malone over the course of his career? So yeah, Draymond's relationship with Steph Curry is continuing to grow, guys, even after what, 10 years? 10 years, and they probably don't know each other any better than they do right now, Goo.
Yeah, and like I said, Draymond's on a run historically with the assist. So is Steph. I like that. I like watching, you know, the Warriors go out and play ball, Dibs. But again, not to be negative, what I want to see is, you know, something else has to be on the Warrior menu outside of that. And that's why I hope to see growth from Wiseman when he comes back. Pascal, Bazemore, more consistency from Wiggins and Oubre, because this team's getting to the playoffs. It's just what seed, and if they get whole and get that spice that I'm hoping for, Dibs, and you got number 30, you can cause some ruckus.
Right, right. And you can hope for whatever you want to hope for, but if you live in South Florida, you're probably not working in a ski shop selling snow skis and snowshoes and snowboards. So
that's
this
good
team, you're asking for something that I don't believe can be there. You know, you're asking for Wiggins to be more consistent. He's incredibly consistent. You're looking for him to be more impactful, which I don't know if that is going to happen. Now, Kelly Oubre, yeah, you could have him be more consistent, but I don't think that he's that player. He's a guy who is a bit up and down. Then you've got a 19-year-old rookie who's too hurt to play, and his learning curve is still going to be pretty steep. Eric Pascal is kind of maybe normalized to where he's going to be, and you look around, and you don't have much else. So you can hope all you want, and you're going to beat up on the Charlottes of the world. You should be able to beat Orlando, but when you play the big boys in the big spots, this group of guys is in trouble.
Draymond Green, of his 16 assists, 9 were to Steph last night. 9 of those assists to Steph Curry.
Is that from the staff?
It's from the text. It's from the text line.
Okay.
And I trust them.
Okay.
I trust, especially this one particular person. 408 says, I'm sorry, 510, the Warriors are playing better than anyone expected with the amount of talent they have, Goo. The matchup is just not very good against the Nets.
All right. And it hasn't been. They played them twice. They got boat raced twice. No shame in that. Like Dib said earlier, the season isn't predicated just on that game. So I get it. But, again, you want to make progress. And hopefully this team gets hot before the All-Star break and they get all their reinforcements back. Because I know when I throw Looney along with Wiseman, those are the Warriors' versions of bigs. That's important when you're trying to create this antidote that Dib says, you know what, Goo, it might not be there, but you need everybody on board. You need every ingredient to have that good gumbo, you know, Steiny? So I just hope they get back sooner than later, because you don't want to start the second half still missing those guys, right?
Well, and there's good gumbo, and then there's championship-level gumbo, and there's the best gumbo in all of New Orleans, and then there's Mount Gumbo more, which I think – Bryant Gumbel and you know his brother Greg Gumbel.
Yeah,
but I digest, as we like to say. You're putting together a nice little gumbo. It's an 8 seed in the local gumbo 16 bowl bracket, you know. So ultimately, you're not going to come across with the best ever, but can they continue to improve? Yes, and this is what Bobby Fitz is going to tell us in 10 minutes here on 95.7 The Game. Guys, it's incremental gains. It's not about a chip or bust right now. It's about developing for when you get Clay back and you maybe get the Minnesota pick. That's when you can really see the maturation of your gumbo.
Yeah, Goo, let's see if you bring some of see what you bring to Fitz. You know, it's easy to come down my road and Dibley's road with this team. They should be beating the Nets. This team should be, hey, they got to get to 44 wins because that's what I predicted. And
uh-oh,
that's got to happen. You're not going to do that to Fitz, will you?
Because I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. I want 44, Stoney. But like I said, just real quick, back to Saturday, no matter what's going on in Warriorville, Stoney, that game shouldn't have been over by half. And I felt like it was. And I'm not blaming they just, you know, just because you got Durant, Kyrie, and Harden doesn't give the Warriors a pass to collectively not show up on a nationally televised game. Now, you could say,
not
hey,
show up. Wow.
I mean, dude, it was, to me, I thought that game was going to go down maybe, you know, the fourth quarter at least, Dibs. It was over by half. Van Gundy running material, bad material, the whole fourth quarter because it was
I had it on mute, which was nice. It was a muted laptop view. Yeah, just sometimes, you know, you're unable to pull the trigger on a full viewing experience, so you mute it out. Never when it's a local game because I got to get my Bobby Fitz and my Kalena without a doubt so I can steal Kalena's lexicon for our very own program.
Yeah.
But
wetter.
Yeah, all that stuff. Some nights it's just, you know, it's not like a boxing match where you lose in that fashion. That'd be like a third-round knockout where you got popped about 12 good shots and you went to sleep. But this isn't boxing. It's basketball. You pick yourself up. You beat a Cleveland team that you should beat, and now what can you do from there?
Mm. I'm thinking
be better
about
at your job.
The Mount Rushmore of Azubuki, I think, would be Hezzy.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Yep.
Savage.
Okay.
Oh.
That's wetter. Unfortunate.
I love that one.
And wetter.
I know that Bob will have his input, so maybe that's a question we can ask him. What's on the Mount Frazemore for Kalena Azubuki?
Yeah, because they're developing a rapport, almost like Steph and Draymond. Ooh, how about that one? Hey, let's go to Chach. Chach is in Alameda. Let's talk a little bit about Draymond Green. What's up, Chach?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to talk about Draymond's last night interview. I think he's speaking some facts, but you also have to consider Andre Drummond's situation. You know, that as of last night, the Cavs are on an 8-game losing streak. So, I don't know, he probably doesn't want to be out there. That's probably why Jarrett Allen was pissed. And, you know, it also wouldn't make sense if both Andre wants to get traded and the Cavaliers want to trade him if he gets hurt or something. Then that way, who's going to want to pick up an injured Andre Drummond? So it kind of makes sense for him to sit. So they got this healthy Andre Drummond to trade, you know?
I think that there's more going on than just the Cleveland Cavaliers saying, sit out, Andre. I'd be very surprised if it's not a mutual thing.
And it's weird because culturally in basketball versus baseball, it's totally different. Because in baseball, you know, you come up to the deadline and maybe a starter will get scratched from his rotational spot. It's like, uh-oh. But it's just it's one start. It's not that big a deal. But this is being so far from the deadline, too, that if they want to go this route and they're unable to trade him until right up at the deadline, what, he sits for a month? And that's a whole different ballgame for him to try to, like Draymond says, make sure you stay in shape.
Yeah.
Make sure you stay sharp. By the way, you can't come out and do the one thing that makes you the most sharp, which is actually play a game.
Steiny and Dibs, do you think the player like Drummond and Griffin in this instance in the past has felt like Draymond did and didn't say anything? See, I don't. And I still give Draymond his flowers for saying that, man, because I'm sure there's guys around the league that haven't even been in that situation but appreciated what he was saying and how vigorously he was saying it. But I don't think that guy has kind of, I don't want to get in trouble, so I ain't going to sound off. I think guys that are in this role, they kind of like, Steiny, I could be wrong, kind of like enjoy the time off. Because if not, why wouldn't we have heard from a disgruntled player like, man, y'all taking my livelihood from me. I love to play the game. You telling me to sit for umpteen days? We don't even know. I just think we would already have heard somebody do what Draymond did. But Draymond, again, wasn't a one-trick pony last night. He had a few items on the agenda that he was getting to, and that was just one of them.
Yeah, I don't think he was really delving into whether Drummond and the Cavs have talked about this or not. I think he was just on the surface. Look at this. When a team wants to trade Andre Drummond, they can say, we need to trade Andre Drummond. But Andre Drummond can't say, I'd love to get out of here. I would love for Cleveland to trade me. He'll get fined. I think it doesn't go much deeper than that. With Draymond, I think it's just the double standard of what the Pistons are now doing and what Cleveland's now doing by basically the whole league knows they want to trade those two players when the players have to keep their mouth shut if they want to be traded. I think it's kind of that simple, Dibs.
Absolutely, and it's an interesting double standard, but I think part of that, too, is the nature of employment, employer-employee relationships, because if they decide to make a move on a show within our lineup and I come out and I'm critical of that move or something, I could face repercussions in theory, right? And
yeah.
So it's the same sort of thing to an extent. Now, the double standard as it pertains to getting fined and whatnot, I think is a little egregious, because if I tweet out, you know, something about one of our shows or one of our lineups that's negative, I could be written up or suspended, you know, all the fired,
yeah.
All those things, Goo. So that is, I think, part of it. But, you know, to Draymond's point, the institutionalized nature of all of this from AAU on up, you know, the ability of a team to cut a player or to, no, you can't join my club, or it's just such a weird dynamic.
I don't know that I've ever been written up. Would you, I mean, you That's would know if you've been
me,
written
Stein.
Up, right? What
Hell
do you,
yeah.
you
yes.
turn around?
You get
for
called in the office, and then the boss says, "You know what you did? When you made fun of me on the air, that was you crossed the line. It was inappropriate, and this is going in your file." And they have actually something that's written up. That's why it's called being written up. And there's a form, and you read it, and you sign it, and then it goes in your file.
Oh, so I would have had to sign something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't been written up. I'm a man of nuance.
This is not the kind of job where you get written up.
Oh,
you
really?
Get written out.
Yeah.
This is
pro
written
sports.
Out. I think I was here when you got walked out.
Who,
you
me?
You definitely were. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you were around when I was at. Yeah, you met me later.
See, I don't like this, because if that's coming from, that's going to happen to me, and I don't want to think about it when it does. Like,
Dibs, I didn't have any stuff to fill up a cardboard box. So I didn't even need to be escorted out. Mm. I just walked out? I shook a hand and I walked out. I almost thought of not shaking the hand, but that's we got Fitz.
You want to throw nothing, Steiny, or knock some stuff over? I see that too in
exactly.
my day.
No, you got it. You got it.
People go out with noise.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com sports station. And this segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Let's welcome in Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports Bay Area Warriors play-by-play man. Hey, Bob, the one thing I was thinking about from last night's game, watching what...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.